Last year, Roy High School Principal Gina Butters was surprised when Prosperity 2020 Chair Alan Hall approached her with an idea to save her struggling school. He asked her what she needed and then found the money to make it a reality.
Teachers, educators, principals, administrators, counselors all had a say in kind of what areas do we need to hit hard in order to make a difference and to hit some of our deficiencies. And I'm really proud that it wasn't a plan that was imposed on us. It was one that we created.
Hall sent $250,000 of his own money to schools in the district. The legislature matched his contribution. With that money, Butter says schools added optional full-day kindergarten, hired a new counselor, and amplified teacher training and support. In a year's time, she says truancy fell, third grade reading improved, and graduation rates jumped to 95%. But Hall is worried he can't continue to fund the program.
We can't go back to the way it was. We've got to keep it going. So I think we can prove to the legislature for a few dollars you can move the needle.
The business-led Prosperity 2020 and citizen-led Political Action Committee Education First are calling on state lawmakers to help underachieving schools implement the same kinds of changes Roy High School was able to make. Hall says that begins with fully funding student growth and increasing per-student funding. Whitney Evans, KUER News.